through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.
It is Chamber of Commerce time, or otherwise known as the Chamber Serving Meeker County time.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Janae's here.
I'm here.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is it still cold out?
It's still cold out,
yeah. I refuse to go out until it gets above zero.
I know. I was really excited last week. It felt like a little burst of spring, and here we are.
Yeah, how about that? So, you got a couple of guests with you today.
I do. I have my guests here from Meeker Memorial Hospital.
All right.
And clinics.
And
stumbled
clinics.
There a little bit, yeah.
Right.
And clinics.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. All right. And who are they? Or should we have them introduce themselves?
Yeah, we're going to have them introduce themselves.
Because I don't even know this one over here. Ma'am, your name is?
Well, I'm Dr. Cassandra Bula.
Yes, you are.
And thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And?
And I'm Janae Olson. So you have two Janaes here today.
Wow. Woo. How does that happen?
I know.
How about that? Unbelievable. So welcome in. And we have the hospital, the clinics, they're all represented here today, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You betcha.
And I do have to call you, do I have to call you Dr. Cassandra?
No, you do not.
Okay, Cassie.
Well, I'm from here.
Yes.
So, I mean.
Everyone knows her. So, yeah. How are you doing?
Good.
And I should ask you this because people are like, oh, boy, the hospital's full. It's just terrible. Are we doing any better on our flu season respiratory stuff junk?
No. As much as I would like to say, you know, the hospital isn't full of that, thankfully. But last week was the highest rate of influenza we've had all season. And actually this year is the worst influenza outbreak we've had since, as far as back as I could tell in the data, since 2010. No, that's not right. 2020. So we're actually seeing a lot more. It's really bad right now. And the schools, too, have really seen a big outbreak, particularly Litchfield. We're seeing a lot of people coming in from that, which is too bad.
That's good. Yeah. It's tough on mothers and fathers. When the kids are sick, they got to arrange certain things. And it's just, it's kind of difficult. And I did hear a report, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, that when we have a kind of a snowless winter, the ground cover and stuff, that we have worse respiratory problems.
I guess I haven't seen that, but that might be new.
Yeah. And that actually came from the agriculture community, but this guy said it does transfer over to us humans. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we base most of our flu strain and kind of data, what we're predicting, off of Australia because they have the opposite season.
Oh, okay.
And they were predicted to be pretty bad this year, so we were kind of expecting this year to be kind of rough as well.
How about COVID?
We're starting to see a spike now. Influenza is still right now our biggest thing that we're battling, along with norovirus, which is the stomach flu is what most people call it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're starting to see more COVID, particularly the Willmar area is getting hit hard. We haven't seen so much here yet, but I guess it's coming.
Yeah, so what can we do?
Right, exactly. Janae, I mean, good question, right? What can we do?
Well, you know, as a doctor, I'm going to recommend getting your influenza and COVID vaccines. There's still time.
Well, I have to do that or she won't give me my prescription, so. But, yeah, I mean, it's never too late, probably,
correct,
when you think about it. I mean,
right.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, I know that it's just kind of the talk of the town when you're, you know, so-and-so is out of work and this and that. Should people still get tested for COVID?
I would say yes, because there are some people getting hospitalized for COVID, and sometimes influenza and COVID, it's hard to tell the difference.
Okay.
Depending on the strain. The biggest thing is, you know, staying home when you're sick, washing your hands, and getting vaccinated when you're able.
Yeah, okay.
And what about masks?
Is that the thing?
Are we recommending that?
Well, we suggest it. We suggest for 5 days, you're usually contagious, 5 to 6 days. So we do suggest if you're going to be out and about in the public, you wear a mask for 5 to 6 days.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is that kind of the only protocol? Because the reason I asked that is there was a thing out, coming out of last winter, I think, that they said, well, now we're at the, if you have a fever and lose that fever for so many hours, that you're no longer contagious. Is that kind of a thing?
It depends. That depends on the virus.
Yeah. Okay.
So right. Usually you're good if you're 5 or 6 days out.
I want you to know I had to go to a funeral in Denver. And from the time I hit the airport here till the time I got to my mother's place, I wore that N95. And boy, was I ever glad to get that off. My ears were sore. Yeah. Your ears got to get conditioned to it as much as your face.
Well, right now the rates are so high, the clinic staff, when we're with patients, we're wearing masks all the time.
Yeah, I imagine.
Just so that way we keep our staff healthy so we can keep taking care of people.
But we can't see your lovely face that way. This is not fair, you know? Oh, got it. All right, Janae, so tell me, what is it that you get to do on a day-in and day-out basis over there?
Yeah, so I get to help tell the stories of Meeker Memorial. I work for the foundation and marketing. So we have some really fun sales at our gift shop this week and have some cool sales coming up for Valentine's Day. Okay. So check that out on our Facebook page. Events wise, I don't think we have any events coming up in the near future, but we are already thinking golf tournament for the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
So save the date in August. That will be coming out soon. So we're getting excited about that. But
I think you guys is right before our youth hockey one. So yeah, that's right. We kind of share and share alike there. And when we talk about the foundation, are there goals of either expansion or for the future for the use of the foundation dollars?
Yeah, so just this week we had 2 new community members join our board, which we're very excited to welcome them. And so in the next couple of months, we'll be working on, how do we want to work together as a board and support the hospital and the clinics? So more to come on that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get just a little bit of a background about you. Not to cut her out of her background, but she's kind of local. So, about you and your history and your family and what your family is now.
Yeah. So I am not a local. I commute to Litchfield from Benson. Okay. So I have 2 young boys who are 9 and 11, active in sports. But I've really been enjoying getting to be active in the community here in Litchfield. Mm-hmm. I just joined Janae's chamber board.
There you
so
go.
Really excited for that.
Good.
Muffins with mayors tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Boy. All right.
Yeah. So all right. Excited to be part of the community.
Good, good, good. All right. And this Janae, I gotta let you, we're getting close to, I chat too much, but we gotta get your info there.
I know that you had mentioned you guys were hiring, so I want you to maybe be able to put a plug in for that.
Sure.
Thank you. Yes. We are hiring for a number of positions at the hospital and clinic, but in particular, we are looking to grow our marketing and foundation team. So looking for a marketing and foundation coordinator who would be my sidekick. And we're really looking forward to bringing someone in and just expanding what we can do on the marketing and foundation side. So
good.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, and socially online, like, they're everywhere. So you can find information on their website, all of their social media pages. You can go to our website and access their stuff through that. But
you don't have to go get a wristband on at the hospital and check in just to apply for a job?
No, you do not. No, okay. They're easily accessible.
Okay.
So,
well, very good. All right. Yeah, that sounds interesting. So, all right. And I know that you've got some things coming up and probably going to invite some people to go fishing this week.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, I don't know. Have you heard if all the tickets are sold?
They've been gone for a month.
Oh.
No, well, they're gone as far as a sale is concerned.
Oh, yeah.
We at the radio station have 3 to give away. They're called golden tickets.
And we're talking about Wintercade, if you haven't picked up.
Wintercade this Saturday.
Yep, this Saturday.
Yeah. As if people don't have enough reason to go out and get the flu, now they're going to be out at about, 5 below,
more,
or no, it won't be.
A little
be
more air circulation outside of
this. Yeah, good point.
But
good
if
point.
You're looking for an alternative, we have an online auction coming up. You actually don't have to be next to people to bid on the incredible package. pitches that we'll have. Mm-hmm. So it's going to run March 17th through the 23rd. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be run through Steffes Group online. And all of our baskets are donated by our generous chamber member businesses. Mm-hmm. And I have one right here. The ladies brought one in for us today. So
nice.
Very spring themed.
That was nice of them to give that to me. Yeah. Oh, that's not mine. Yeah.
You can bid on it.
Yeah, good point.
So well, that'll all be online. We've already got some information out. You can go, and as soon as we get packages together, we'll start to get them up online, so you'll have time to view the packages and decide which ones you want to bid on.
Yeah, because we're, what, six mm-hmm. weeks away from that? So, yeah.
Right, yeah. There you go. And then we are still looking to hire through this Thursday. We will have our application process open for an administrative assistant over at the chamber. Mm. So oh, okay. You can see all that information online and send resumes in. And
all right.
We'll be starting interviews for that soon.
All right. And lastly, I'm going to go back to Cassandra, and then we'll get her final comments. Of course, I know you. I mean, I knew Grandpa. Mm-hmm. But tell us about you. Because, sure. You know, people want to know, well, who's he talking to?
Well, if you can believe it, I've been here 10 years already.
Isn't that amazing?
So it's amazing how time flies. Yeah. But I actually grew up in Litchfield. I went to Litchfield High School, graduated. I actually went out to Boston for undergrad and then came back to Minnesota for my medical school training. And I did some training through ACMC in Wilmer back mm-hmm. in the day. Mm-hmm. And then I came out here to practice, so back in my hometown. It's been kind of fun.
And who are your parents and grandparents,
yeah,
for
see,
that matter?
Yeah, Craig go. And Cheryl Bula are my right. mom and dad, and my grandparents were Shorty Bula and mm-hmm. Janet Bula.
All right. So there you go. Yeah. People say, oh, that's her. Yeah. Now they'll all be calling to get specific appointments with her, and now her calendar's going to, yeah, in about 3 weeks. a good problem to have, so. All right, and the other Janae, any final comments for us as we wrap up this morning?
Yeah, just if you are interested in getting a flu or COVID vaccine, be sure to call our clinic and get on our schedule.
All right, very good. And Janae from the Chamber, final comments and contact information.
Yeah, no final comments, but you can get a hold of us at 693-8184 or litch.com.
All right, very good. Thanks for coming in
Thank
again.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.